Good morning and welcome to Simply Finance. It's Thursday, April 11th. On today's show, Standard Chartered calls for greater private sector adaptation finance, and SocGen plans to sell its equipment finance division to Group BPCE for 1.1 billion euro. Plus, we'll discuss the revolutionizing of corporate finance with the rise of treasury as a service. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Finance. We start off with news from the financial sector. Standard Chartered and a group of private and public sector organizations have published guidelines to clarify what constitutes adaptation finance. The goal is to help plug the financing gap for developing countries impacted by natural and climate-related disasters, which is set to grow to up to $565 billion by 2050. Standard Chartered has called for greater private sector development of adaptation and resilience loans and bonds. For more, we're joined now by our correspondent. So tell us, why is there a need for these new adaptation finance guidelines?
The majority of adaptation finance currently comes from the public sector. But there's a recognition that much more private capital needs to be mobilized to rapidly scale up adaptation finance to the levels required. Estimates suggest the adaptation financing gap for developing countries impacted by climate disasters could reach over $500 billion annually by 2050. So Standard Chartered, along with KPMG, the UN, and over 20 other organizations, have collaborated to publish this guide. The aim is to provide clarity on what qualifies as adaptation finance to help catalyze more investment from the private sector into adaptation and resilience projects.
And what exactly do these new guidelines cover? How do they define and clarify adaptation finance?
The guide lays out a taxonomy and set of principles to help define adaptation and resilience finance. It covers things like what types of activities and projects should be considered adaptation, how to determine if something has a clear link to climate resilience, and guidance on assessing and reporting the impact of adaptation investments. The goal is to give investors and financial institutions a consistent framework to identify, measure, and track adaptation finance opportunities. This should help build confidence and direct more capital to adaptation.
So, will these voluntary guidelines be enough to meaningfully boost private adaptation finance, or are other changes needed as well?
Many believe clearer definitions and taxonomies are an important and necessary step. But unlocking private adaptation finance at scale will likely require a multi-pronged approach. Experts say we also need to see more emphasis on developing commercially viable and bankable adaptation and resilience projects that can attract private investment. Blended finance models that use public or philanthropic funds to mobilize additional private capital for adaptation could play a key role, as could efforts to incorporate climate resilience into financial decision-making and risk management practices across the financial sector. So guidelines like these are a start, but much more work is still needed to bridge the adaptation finance gap.
Thanks for that context and analysis on the new adaptation finance guidelines. It will be interesting to see if they spur more private sector action as the climate adaptation challenge continues to grow. In other financial news, Societe Generale is set to sell its equipment financing unit to rival group BPCE as the French lender looks to simplify its business under new chief executive Slawomir Krupa. The bank has signed a memorandum of understanding to sell Societe Generale Equipment Finance to Group BPCE, with the sale price agreed at 1.1 billion euro. For more on this, let's bring in our correspondent. So why is Societe Generale selling off this unit?
This move is part of Societe Generale's broader strategy to streamline its operations and focus on its core businesses. Under the leadership of new CEO Slawomir Krupa, the bank is looking to simplify its structure and improve profitability. By selling off its equipment financing arm, Societe Generale can free up capital and resources to invest in other areas of the bank that are deemed more strategic. This divestment also aligns with the trend of European banks shedding non-core assets to boost their balance sheets and meet regulatory requirements.
And what does this acquisition mean for Group BPCU?
For Group BPCE, acquiring Societe Generale Equipment Finance presents an opportunity to strengthen its position in the equipment financing market. BPCE is already a significant player in this space, and the addition of Societe Generale's unit will further bolster its capabilities and market share. The $1.1 billion price tag suggests that BPCE sees significant value in this business and believes it can generate strong returns. This acquisition also fits with BPCE's strategy of expanding its presence in specialized financing areas to diversify its revenue streams and tap into new growth opportunities.
How does this sale fit into the broader landscape of the French banking sector?
This transaction is indicative of the ongoing consolidation and restructuring within the French banking industry. As banks face pressure to improve profitability and adapt to changing market conditions, we are seeing more instances of divestments, mergers, and acquisitions. The sale of Societe Generale Equipment Finance to Group BPCE is a prime example of this trend, with one major French bank selling a non-core unit to another. These types of deals allow banks to optimize their business models, achieve economies of scale, and better position themselves for the future. It also reflects the increasing focus on specialization, as banks look to build expertise in specific areas rather than trying to be all things to all customers.
What are the next steps for this deal, and when can we expect it to be finalized?
The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding is a significant milestone, but there are still several steps before the deal can be completed. The transaction will be subject to regulatory approvals and other customary closing conditions. Societe Generale and Group BPCE will need to work closely with the relevant authorities to ensure that all requirements are met and that the transfer of ownership can proceed smoothly. Assuming the approvals are obtained and the conditions are satisfied, the deal is expected to close in the second half of 2023. Until then, Societe Generale Equipment Finance will continue to operate as a separate entity within the Societe Generale Group.
Thanks for the update on Societe Generale's sale. Moving on to another trend in the financial world, Treasury as a Service, or TaaS, has been gaining traction in recent years as businesses look to outsource their treasury functions to specialized providers. This allows companies, especially newer ones, to tap into expert knowledge and advanced technology platforms without the hefty investment usually needed to build an in-house treasury department. Here to dive deeper into the benefits and challenges of TaaS is our correspondent. So what are some of the key advantages of outsourcing treasury functions?
Outsourcing treasury can significantly reduce the time it takes to fill critical treasury roles by leveraging the deep market and industry knowledge of treasury recruiters. This faster hiring process is crucial for mitigating financial losses from prolonged vacancies. The expertise of these recruiters also leads to higher quality hires, which translates to lower turnover and costs. Companies can redirect their focus to core competencies, boosting productivity and efficiency. From a cost perspective, outsourcing often proves more cost-effective than maintaining in-house recruitment, especially when factoring in the hidden costs of DIY strategies.
While the benefits seem clear, TaaS must come with its own set of challenges and considerations. What are some of the key issues companies need to think through?
A primary concern is the apprehension around entrusting the financial core of the business to external entities. Questions arise about tailoring the system to unique business processes, interfacing with other systems, and ensuring the treasury team's competencies remain top-notch. The complexity of treasury outsourcing can be daunting. There are fears of losing control over critical financial operations and potential misalignment with the company's strategic objectives. Selecting a TaaS provider also requires meticulous vetting to ensure their capabilities match the company's needs. A strategic approach is critical, with clear objectives, thorough provider evaluation, and ongoing collaboration to ensure alignment and achieve desired outcomes.
Looking ahead, what role do you see TaaS playing in the future of treasury management as companies navigate an increasingly complex financial landscape?
The future of treasury management is increasingly leaning towards TaaS, driven by the need for efficiency, cost-effectiveness, and strategic financial management. As businesses face greater complexity in the modern financial landscape, TASS is emerging as a pivotal solution that promises to redefine treasury operations for the better. More companies will likely embrace this model to leverage specialized expertise, advanced technology, and the ability to focus on core business activities. However, the shift will require careful planning and execution to ensure a smooth transition and realize the full potential of TASS in optimizing treasury management for the future.
Thanks for that insightful look at Treasury as a Service and its growing role in helping companies enhance their financial operations. Speaking of companies optimizing their operations, BMW is expanding its use of AI and data analytics to streamline key business processes. The automaker is partnering with data processing provider Celonis to leverage their process mining technology to find opportunities for automation and digitalization across financing, purchasing, and production. For more on this, we're joined by our Simply Finance correspondent. What exactly is process mining, and how is BMW using it?
Process mining is a type of data analytics that focuses on monitoring and improving business processes. It involves analyzing data from IT systems to get a detailed view of how processes are actually being executed, step by step. This allows companies to identify bottlenecks, inefficiencies, and deviations from standard procedures. BMW is applying Celonis process mining to core functions like financing, purchasing, and production. The goal is to map out these complex processes, find areas that can be streamlined through automation or digitalization, and ultimately make operations more efficient.
Can you give an example of how process mining and automation could improve something like BMW's production processes?
One key area is production planning and scheduling. Auto manufacturing involves coordinating a huge number of parts, personnel, and machines. Celonis's AI models can analyze production data in real time to optimize scheduling, quickly adapt to supply chain disruptions, and keep everything running smoothly. Another example is predictive maintenance. By mining sensor data from factory equipment, BMW could detect signs that a machine needs servicing before it breaks down and causes expensive production delays. Automating maintenance in this proactive way can significantly reduce downtime.
How significant is BMW's expanded partnership with Celonis in the context of the auto industry's digital transformation efforts?
It's a major step that shows BMW's commitment to becoming a data-driven, digitally optimized organization. The auto industry as a whole is in the midst of a digital revolution, with connected software-defined vehicles and smart manufacturing powered by AI and analytics. Celonis is a leader in process mining, and they're helping BMW accelerate its transformation by improving efficiency, agility, and resilience across critical business functions. I expect we'll see more automakers embracing these technologies to stay competitive in an increasingly digital industry.
BMW's use of AI process mining is a fascinating example of how data and automation are reshaping the auto business. Thanks for the insights, James. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Finance. We'll see you back here tomorrow.